Is there a dog in a car at a bar on the street?
Yay!
Then that's a dog that we really want to meet. Hey! Can I pet your dog?
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 Please?
With Renee and
Alexis!
Y-D.
Welcome to Can I Pet Your Dog? I'm Renee Colvert, a fluffy pit bull owner.
And I'm Alexis Preston, a double dinky dog owner.
And this is the podcast for unapologetic dog lovers.
Ooh, Alexis Preston.
Whoa.
Spooky.
Who's saying that?
It's just me. Don't worry about it. Don't be scared. Don't worry.
Good.
It's just me. It is Halloween week, though.
It is.
Now, is someone whose favorite holiday is Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And just now I'm doubting that as I say that. Is your favorite?
Oh, yeah.
100%. Okay, go. Okay. With confidence this time, Renee.
Yes.
Take two. As someone whose favorite holiday is Halloween, I know it like I know the back of my hand. That's you, Alexis. Do you find yourself feeling sorrow that it's almost here?
I'm excited that it's almost here, but I will be sad the moment it's over because
The
Christmas stuff is already up.
Yeah.
They already took down the Halloween decorations, and I was like, it hasn't happened yet.
We're not
I'm not yet. Done.
Give us a minute.
Back.
I hear you, and I want to comfort you.
Yeah, thank you.
We had a bit of a turn of events that we're going to talk all about a Halloween costume contest that we judged. Turns out the creator of the costume contest can be on the show today, but that bumped a ghost story.
It did.
So, Alexis,
mm-hmm.
Halloween is 1 week longer this year.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Do you want to tell your sweet, sweet listeners what they'll be getting themselves in next week in case they're upset that there's no ghost story this week?
Yes, because I was telling Grant all about how I've been looking for dog ghost stories. And, you know, there's a lot of them, but a lot of them are kind of similar or, you know, they're not catching my interest lately. And he was like, well, I've seen a dog ghost. And I was like, what?
This is just now coming up, Grant.
What? And so he told me the story and I was like, well, you're gonna have to tell that on the podcast. So next week we're gonna get a first person dog ghost story.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Yeah.
First we have the creator of a dog costume contest, and now the witness
mm-hmm.
of a dog ghost.
Yep.
Are we about to win all the awards for podcasting?
I think any second now we should be just
mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm. I don't see the Daily Show getting this.
No, heck no.
I don't know if the Daily Show is at the top. The Daily.
The Daily. Yeah, the Daily Show. It's fine. I mean, Trevor Noah is there, but
she's fantastic. Not top in the charts of pop. Yeah. Point is,
yes,
this week's going to be great.
Yes.
Next week's going to be great.
Yeah.
But back to this week.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to tell our sweet, sweet listeners what they've gotten themselves into this very week?
I absolutely would love to. So, of course, we have Crit Crumb Boat updates where Tugboat is a gentleman with a lot of question marks after it.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
We'll see what that means. And then these boys got to experience some rain. So I'm going to talk about their first big rain in a long time and how they feel about it.
Uh-huh.
We have a Mind Met Minute from Annie and Bodo. And as we mentioned, we have very special guest Morgan Alexander. She is a dog trainer and dog lover at Pawstruck, but also, maybe more importantly, the one who put on the entire dog costume contest that we got to be judges for. And she's a wonderful person.
She's amazing. You guys are going to love it.
Yeah.
All right. You ready to get into it?
Let's do it.
Here we go. Well, Alexis.
Renee.
Here we are in Crit Crumb Boat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, another thing that listeners were just on the edge of their seats for is what Cricket and Crumb and Tugboat are going to be for Halloween.
Oh, duh, yeah.
How do you feel right now? Mm-hmm. Do you want, I mean, because it's going to show up on social media, but do we want to do a preview here?
Yes.
In Crit Crumb Boat?
Let's do it.
Or do we want to save that for next week?
No, I think now's the time because then they're already going to know if by next week, right?
Sure.
So.
And I could use some feedback.
Okay, great. Yeah.
Okay, so this isn't the official crit because we both have separate rain stories.
Yes.
But to keep it Halloween-y, to keep it spooky, two costumes have been purchased. Neither one have, oh no, Tugboat's up and he's considering in the Zoom.
Oh, yeah,
he's on the, Tug's also on the edge of the seat. Okay, neither have been tried on, so I don't know which one fits better.
Great.
But all of this is a distant stretch.
Mm-hmm.
Distant. You are going to have to squint to see this connection.
Okay.
Tugboat is either a chef, mm-hmm. and it's all forward facing.
Yeah,
so he's got a little chef hat. He's got a little spoon.
Okay.
He's got a little bowl in the other hand.
Love it.
In his gopher chasing. He's trying to get the ingredients.
Yes.
Also with gopher chasing, the other option is an artist. an artiste. He's got a beret. He's got a striped shirt. He's got a paintbrush. He's got an easel. Now, granted, that would sort of take away from the artistic installments right. of his holes in the park that he has been digging. At first glance, you, what do you think? Chef, artist?
I think chef is a clearer premise.
Yeah. Is it because Little Mermaid helps us out? Because we know that chef is trying to chase Sebastian around the kitchen.
Yeah, I think that's kind of a, just in general a chef chef trope of trying to get that secret ingredient or whatever. Whereas artist, without the holes surrounding him, I would just be like, oh, cute, Tug's dressed as an artist. I wouldn't realize that there was a...
And the paintbrush throws you off. Where's the painting?
Exactly, yes. And so then you got to then you have to do a big painting of a gopher and carry that around.
Right.
Unless, are you going to go as a gopher?
No, you want to know what I'm going as?
Yeah.
Jason Sudeikis at the Golden Globes.
I got
his tie-dyed hoodie, wearing a mustache.
I love it.
And just going to act a little tired.
And, wow, I mean, talk about could have been Roy Kent.
Right. Mm. I know. The amount of missed opportunities here.
But yeah, no, I think this is really good. Yes, yes. Okay. It's funny because I have a similar situation. So I bought them costumes. I bought them a little octopus costume.
Come on.
And a little shark costume. I wanted them to be two under the sea buddies.
Yep.
But here's the thing. Then the other day I watched Labyrinth, which I don't know how recently you've seen the movie Labyrinth, but
I haven't seen it
ever.
Don't still be friends with me.
That's fine. That just seems crazy. How did you miss it?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, so in, you know, David Bowie's in it. There's puppets everywhere.
Of course.
And one of the puppets, his name is Sir Didymus, who I had forgotten about until I rewatched it, looks exactly like Cricket. So much like him, and same personality, basically. And he rides on a dog as his horse.
Buddy.
And so I was like, I messed up. I have to, Crumb has to be the horse that he rides. So I have to get Crumb a little, like, blanket thing that his dog has. And Cricket just needs a little, like, he's dressed like a little knight. And
cute.
So... We'll see. You'll know on social media if I figure it out or not. So they'll either be Under the Sea Creatures or these characters from Labyrinth if I can figure it out. But like I said, all the Halloween things are gone. So
perfect.
We'll see.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll do our best.
Yeah. We'll see.
And part of me wonders, I'll talk to you about this later. We can do a poll maybe.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah,
we'll figure it out. But we teased that we were both going to talk about the rain.
Mm-hmm.
So a quick update on Tugboat. It's raining all day long here in Los Angeles. And so Tugboat started out with his raincoat on and it was very useful. But then during our walk, the rain let up. Mm-hmm. No more raindrops. And he was shaking a lot and seemed grumpy about it. So I took it off him. And then I was carrying his raincoat. And Alexis, I'm going to tell you what happened. And then you can tell me the origin of what he was thinking.
Okay.
I was carrying it.
Okay.
And he nudged my arm.
Uh-huh.
And then he nudged the raincoat.
Yeah.
He wouldn't stop. And I was like, what? Do you want to carry this home? So then I wrapped it up so that it was easy for him to carry. And then he carried his raincoat all the way home. Now, is that a gentleman offering to carry his own coat home?
Mm-hmm.
Or was he pretty sure that was just had forgotten that there was a raincoat on the walk? And now that was a treat for Tug that was making noise similar to a toy.
To like a bag or something.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Let's go with gentleman. I like to think he was ready to also like place it down upon the next puddle you might have to walk across.
Oh my,
you know,
my.
He's taking some...
Okay, yeah, now that would have been next level.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love that story. We'll never know, but let's go with that.
Absolutely not, but I like it.
Perfect. How are Cricket and Crumb doing in the rain?
Yeah, so I saw that it was raining and I only have one dog raincoat. The other coat I have is just like a winter coat. So I put the raincoat on Crumb and the winter coat on Cricket because they both had hoods at least, right?
Yeah.
And so first I go out and Crumb was like, I'm not going out in this. I look stupid.
Certainly not.
I look insane. And I was like, no, just come out. It'll be fine. And it took him it took probably 5 minutes just to get out of the parking lot because I had to keep, telling him he looked good. He didn't need to be embarrassed, all of that.
Yeah.
Finally, he was like, okay, fine. And then a switch went off and Crumb was having so much fun. He loved it. I think he really likes moving water. I think it reminds him of the creek or something. So every time we would come across, because I kind of live on the bottom of a hill. So every time there was a prominent stream, he would stop and stare at it and then run around for a second. And I was like, you're loving this, bud. And it's
boy.
Because he's such a grumpy guy all the time. It's so fun to see him get really excited.
Yeah.
And Cricket was fine with it. I think at first he didn't, Cricket didn't want to pee on anything wet. So for a while he kept being like, why is everything, where do I don't know what to do. Everything's already been peed on.
Yeah, exactly.
But he got into it and they had a great time. I also was like, got to make sure the dogs don't get too wet.
Yeah.
But didn't wear my own raincoat.
Of course you didn't. Mm-mm. Why would you?
So I was the most soaked.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. But it's also, you guys know, everyone listening who has a dog, it is impossible to walk a dog and hold an umbrella. It cannot be done.
It cannot be done. Especially
cannot
two.
Cannot be done. Cannot
Forget
be done.
It.
No. Absolutely not. So that's just going to be a fun soak for the walker.
Yes. 100%.
Well, listen. Mm-hmm. It was a jam-packed Crick Crumb boat.
Busy day.
Jam-packed. Hey, Alexis.
Hey, Renee.
Do you know what time it is?
What time is it?
Well, it's time for My Mutt Minute with Annie and Bodo. Hit it!
Woo!
Hello, this is Annie Carty with My Mutt Minute about Bodo the dog. Bodo is a 7-year-old hound mix who, according to me, looks like what would happen if a beagle and a deer fell in love. The rescue listed Bodo as a treeing walker hound, but we think he has some foxhound and beagle in there too. Originally from Tennessee and named after a bagel shop in Virginia, Bodo currently lives in the Boston area with his two adult humans and his toddler human brother. Bodo's interests include sniffing out treats, going on long walks, napping in the sunshine, and getting his weekly dental chew. Bodo does not like loud noises, including the sound of beeping, such as when the waffle iron beeps to alert you that a waffle is done. Bodo would much prefer if the humans threw out the waffle iron altogether and gave him bacon instead. If Bodo ever ran away from home, he'd go to the home of his true love, Pearl the dog, who lives on the other side of the cemetery. His greatest dream is to one day go inside the Brazilian steakhouse near our home. And time.
Alexis. Okay. Yep. Well, now, first, we got to start with that waffle iron. I love it.
Oh,
I love
right?
it so much. A dog mad at waffles.
Yeah.
That's hysterical.
And also just mad at beeps in general. It's a beepy world now, and I like just being like,
absolutely not. And I like that. Yeah, okay, we know that he doesn't like loud noises, but I would love a dog who just has a beef with waffles for the sole reason that it's not
it
bacon.
Is not bacon. It
if
smells.
If you're gonna be making breakfast, why are we wasting time with waffles?
It's a good point for a dog to make, honestly. Also, a great dream of going into the steakhouse because mm-hmm. you know every time he walks by, it's like, is today the day?
Yeah, maybe.
No,
it's my only dream.
Okay, that's fine.
Just want to remind you guys, this is my only dream.
So, ready.
We just let me
also,
in
also, she nailed it with, it looks like a beagle, but with long, beautiful deer legs. It's great. She sent beautiful
photos. Dream dog right mm-hmm. here.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Sorry, Bambi. You've been replaced.
Yeah, it's
Bodo's
truly the best
the
of, it's like if you mix Bambi and Copper from Fox and the Hound.
Copper mm-hmm. from Fox and the Hound.
Mm-hmm. Really cute.
Come on.
Really cute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Annie, yeah, honestly, absolutely fantastic. I also love, and according to me, every now and again, we get an homage to according to me, and I love it so much.
Really
Alexis, if somebody else had an opinion according to them, mm-hmm. how on earth could they let us know about it?
Okay, so according to me, if they have an according to them, all you have to do is record it on your phone, your laptop, whatever recording device you have, and then email it to us at canipetyourdogpodcast@gmail.com, and then we'll play it on the show.
Sure will.
Are you feeling elevated levels of anxiety? Do you quake uncontrollably, even thinking about watching cable news? Do you have disturbing nightmares, only to realize it's 2 in the afternoon and you're up? If you've experienced one or more of these symptoms, you may have FNO, news overload. Fortunately, there's treatment. Hi, I'm Dave Holmes, host of Troubled Waters. Troubled Waters helps fight FNO. That's because Troubled Waters stimulates your joy zone. On Troubled Waters, two comedians will battle one another for pop culture supremacy. So join me, Dave Holmes, for 2 doses of Troubled Waters a month. The cure for your news overload. Available on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Renee.
Yes, Alexis. I'm here.
We said, it's been raining.
Mm-hmm. Sure has.
And while it's very fun at first, mm-hmm. personally for me, sometimes, if it's too gloomy for too long, I get a little depressed.
Uh-huh. There's a whole term for that. Sad.
Sad.
Seasonal
affect disorder.
There it is. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anytime you need an affect disorder edition.
You got it.
And sometimes you're like, man, I wish I could, talk to somebody or something like that. Well, guess what? This podcast
what
is sponsored.
Yes.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy.
Sure.
So, BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to, because maybe you were out in the rain and you got drenched and you don't want anyone to see you. I don't know.
Fair. Yeah.
I don't know. And it can be more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. So if you're like, I really, really would like to talk to someone, it is too gloomy. Mm-hmm. Try it out. Give it a shot.
Yeah. Honestly, we've said it so many times, therapy saves your life. It's the best. And I think I definitely have been a person who's just like, even though it is at a discounted rate, I can't afford it. And then I still have the same problem 6 months later.
Yep.
So invest in yourself. You deserve it. Let's talk to somebody. Obviously, this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. And Can I Pet Your Dog listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/CIPYD. That's BetterHelp.com/CIPYD.
Yeah.
Well, Alexis, the theme of the show has been rain.
Uh-huh.
Obviously. And we've talked about how it makes you a little bit blue, mm-hmm. and you don't want to go out. But the other effect of that is dogs don't get to use their energy.
Yes.
And it's a lot of anxious, why can't we go out?
A lot of being inside.
Now, obviously, you want to play some games with your dog.
Yeah.
You want to have a pep talk with him. Yeah. But Alexis, there's also something phenomenal on the market that can help. Please tell our listeners what it is.
What it is Dope Dog. Dope Dog mm-hmm. is a CBD treat for dogs. It was born out of their founder's own experiences looking for alternatives for their dog, James, who is struggling with arthritis. CBD can help to support common issues like separation anxiety, travel, and other stressors. Like rain. Also, whatever you need it for. None of this has to be rain specific. But it's always a good idea to have some Dope Dog on hand. My dogs love it. It's been really helpful for a little stressed out Cricket. And if you're like...
Same with the Tugboat. I know I have to say this every time, but you know how sometimes you're just like, gosh, is it working? This short-term memory gal over here can't remember what happened 30 seconds ago. And every time I give Tugboat Dope Dog, I forget that I've done it. Mm-hmm. And then I just notice 30 minutes. I'm like, God, you're having a chill day. I was like, oh, right. It's because Dope Dog works. Okay, got it. Right.
Yes,
I remember.
It really, really works. And fast, too. Yeah. Like, it's really, really cool.
It's the best.
And so if you're like, yeah, sold. My dog right now is... zooming around in circles, stressed out. You can go to the website dope.dog, and you can use promo code Can I Pet Your Dog for 20% off any order at dope.dog.
And what's that promo code?
Can I Pet Your Dog, which is the name of the show you're listening to.
Sure is. Well, now listen. She is the founder of this incredible, incredible dog paradise called Pawstruck, but I'm going to introduce her as my new best friend. ladies and gentlemen, welcome Morgan Alexander. Hi.
Thank God you started as your new best friend. That was my main concern.
I just want to make sure we get it right.
From the beginning, I was like, I will force my way into this woman's life.
Oh, 100%. Already there. And now it's a battle of who's going to force who. That I feel like I'll win. But just so we're clear, we're all best friends.
I love it.
Morgan,
and Alexis and I, we have a great foundation already. So yes. I think this is going to be...
is perfect.
Yeah.
So could we do it this way? Is I will let the listeners in on my timeline of knowing Morgan, and then you can let us know how it came to be up until then.
Yeah.
So this very cool, out of the gate, cooler than me person just gently tapped into the DMs and was just like, hey, I'm sure you guys get hit up, but if you want to judge a dog Halloween costume, you just let me know. Miss Irresponsible over here was like, absolutely, I'll ask Alexis now. Forgot about it, didn't. And then there was just a quick follow-up. Hey, just wanted to see if you wanted to. I was like, right, yes. And then we got to judge a dog Halloween costume contest. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it's the best one we've ever done with this show. So organized, so great, such an incredible venue. Morgan, you're phenomenal. How did this happen to us? How did you come to be?
Okay, well, first I have to give Runway a shout-out because mm-hmm. they hosted it, and Beatrice is their marketing queen. Like, she gave me her title yesterday, and I don't remember it. It's so amazing.
I'm sure marketing queen is good enough.
Yeah. Marketing queen is what I'm deeming her.
Yes.
She literally runs more things than I could even think of at one time. Like, the amount of different target markets that she works on at one time. Like, she's incredible. But she looped us in because she liked our business. She kind of just observed us in Playa Vista. And so we collaborated. Last year, we did like a mini pandemic version of fully outside parade. But this year, we were actually able to do it at the venue. And so that was amazing. And when they were like, we need judges, I was like, oh my gosh, if I can get Renee and Alexis, the light of the world, to judge this contest, if the world can just hear their voice at this location, yeah, we'll be set. So I'm really excited that you guys were able to come and do that. And I'm also really excited that I didn't have to make any of the decisions.
Yeah, I was telling Alexis, and may have told the listeners, that judging just watching the parade of the Halloween costumes is the greatest gift that has ever been bestowed upon me. Mm-hmm. The judging element is the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
Oh, my gosh.
You can't choose.
It was so much harder than I thought it was going to be, even. I was like, you know, we're going to see them, but, like, some of them are made clearly, like, I don't know. But then they just walk across, and it doesn't even matter what costume they're in. They're just so cute.
Every dog runs.
After the fact, I was like, oh, my gosh, that dog. But that dog also didn't win.
Yeah.
But I know. That dog.
I know.
It's impossible. It's impossible to decide.
I took a photo of every single dog also. So
I saw you doing that, and I would have done the same thing. I was like, you know what? I think Alexis is going to have this down. I was like, I have no idea how they're going to remember or even analyze. I was like, but I do know two things. One, Renee is going to give every dog 14 out of 10. That's going to be an issue.
Yep.
And two, Alexis is going to have already spreadsheets and photos and everything, like...
Yeah,
perfectly accurate.
Up.
Yes.
Yeah, well,
and that is verbatim what happened. Yes.
Yeah, we both handle our anxiety in the opposite ways, where Renee's like, I don't know, they all get 14s. And I'm like, I have to be prepared for any possible situation happening.
Yes. So. Oh my gosh. Yes, I know.
I love it. So I want to get to the costumes, but I also want to have a little, you know, surprise at the end. So can we back up a little bit? How did Pawstruck happen? How did this come to be?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was a small business consultant, and I was just doing that from home. And I love building businesses and working with people who like to start businesses that contribute positively to the world. Right. So people who help other people who help animals, whatever. I like working on that kind of stuff. I think if you're making money, it should be for a mutual benefit.
I love this.
Yeah. And that's just kind of how I feel ethically with my business practices. So I was doing that. I was also working on film sets because that's really why I came to LA, was to work in the film industry.
Yeah.
And I was not like fully committing to being an assistant director, which is what I started as. Because I was like, this is going to be another 4 to 5 year process. I just got done with my 2 degrees in college. Like, I don't really want to wait anymore. I would like to start a career.
Yeah,
and
sure.
So I was day playing. I was doing non-union stuff, but I needed an income boost. And I'm like obsessed with dogs. And I, being in LA and not being able to afford your own dog is misery. Like, I don't know how anyone handles LA without a dog. So I was like, I must be a dog sitter. Like, there's no other solution. Mm-hmm. And so I was doing dog sitting on my off days. And then I decided, if I'm going to be working with dogs, I need to be an expert. Like, I must know how to break up a fight. I must know how to anticipate like an aggressive situation. Like, I need to know everything that keeps these dogs safe when they're in my care.
Yeah. Right.
Because that's just kind of how I operate. Like, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it the best way possible.
Right.
So I hopped onto Rover as just an independent contractor, and I immediately got a booking, like as soon as my profile went live. And I was like, is this a marketing ploy? Like, I don't understand like how I got this. I have no like reviews, and this person is like, hey.
So I need help.
After that, it was just, I mean, I was in Playa Vista, so that's like dog capital of the universe. And it was just boom, 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 boom. Every time I would walk a dog, I would get a new client. Every time I would board another dog, I would get a new client. So I was like, this is a business model waiting to happen.
Yeah.
And so I took more so my experience of running businesses, I took the example of every horrible boss that I ever had and turned it into how can I give back to my people better? Like all the things that I struggled with working for someone else, I was like, I hate that. I don't want anyone to experience that.
Yeah.
So I wanted to make a way for employees to have a happier work life. I wanted the clients to be obsessed with the care that their dog was getting because they're children. Like they have to know that they're in like the best hands possible. And I saw this need. And as I started to learn more about dogs, I was also learning about people where they're like, I love my dog. I'm obsessed with my dog. But like anytime we leave the house, they're barking their head off at this other dog and it's making my life miserable and I can't leave them alone. And so that's where I really got passionate about, like, let me help you. Like, let me teach you what I've learned and then up your quality of life, the dog's quality of life. Everybody's happy.
Right.
So it's really like a three-pronged approach of, like, make your dog happy, make the employees happy, and make the owner happy, and try to just create, like, a space where everybody can thrive.
Yeah. Well, first up, Morgan, I need to hire you immediately. As soon as we're off the Zoom, I will be emailing you for at least 8 sessions.
Tugboat, get over here.
We both need you. I am so impressed with this. This is amazing. So wait, give me the timeline of when this happened.
So I've been doing this. So I moved to LA almost 7 years ago. It'll be 7 years on Halloween.
Oh,
I moved
wow.
on Halloween. And then, spooky.
Yeah.
And then,
happy spooky anniversary.
Yeah, right. And then I moved to Playa Vista about I think it was like a year after that.
Okay.
So, then, you know, another year later, and we're at about 3-4 years now of me doing the business. Mm-hmm. I was in Playa Vista doing it there. I actually started with just dog walking. I had dog walkers. Now we're a training program, thanks to COVID, actually. It really put us in a position to change our business model for the better. So that's like a whole nother thing.
Yeah.
But which we can talk about if you want.
Yeah.
But
no, that's incredible. And to be very clear, I got to see your training firsthand because a lot of your clients were at the show yesterday.
Montana, your co-judge had a lot to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I sure did. Yes. Yeah. I don't think we've told the listeners that we weren't alone. There was also Montana there, who is a border collie.
She is a mini Aussie.
Yeah.
Actually.
Mini Aussie.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And she same family.
Was so delightful, and that all of us, all of our anxiety that we turned inward, Montana was expressing outward. She was just, this is too stressful. They all should win, but in dog barking form.
100%.
And it was delightful.
Yeah, I loved it.
But the moment I'm talking is that there were like 3 dogs that were all your clients, and they just heard your voice, and all of them stopped what they were doing and just looked at you. I'm just like, yes, we're listening.
Yeah,
it was incredible.
Yeah,
it was my little followers.
I love them. Impressed.
I love those dogs. I mean, the key to that is like it's mutual respect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like there's other, not to mention any names. So they get famous from like physically forcing their dogs to do things.
Right.
And I just, I get it in a way because it's like, I'm the alpha of the wolf pack. But the problem with that level of training is that it doesn't allow the dog the opportunity to choose you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're only doing it out of fear. And if you have a dog that is friends with you, they want to be with you and they want to make you happy. Like, it's like, I always explain it to my clients, like, if you're going to the mall with your friend, your friend is excited to hang out with you. Like, at no point is your friend going to be like, I'm going to run away from you. I hate you. Goodbye.
Yeah.
I got to go see this other thing. You know, like, and go do something naughty. They're like, where are we going next?
It's like the difference between.
And then if you're like, hey, friend, they're like, yeah, what? You know, like, I want your dog to do the same thing.
Right.
If your dog mutually respects you, they're going to want to hang out with you.
Yeah.
They want to do what you're doing. Like, they want to please you. If you ask them to sit, they're listening. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I want.
Yeah,
so smart.
And if you're forcing your dog to do those things, as soon as they're out of your grip, they're like, I'm out of here.
I
like,
certainly won't be. No. Nope.
Yeah, I'm not going to listen to that.
Yeah, it's the difference between going to the mall with your friend and going to the mall with your, like, stepmom. And you're like, I don't want to go with her.
Absolutely not. No, this is, I hope no one sees me. This is awful.
Yeah.
Okay, so I know that everyone's going to want to play along. Where can we see more Pawstruck? Is there a website?
So there is a website. The website is being newly developed because since we've changed our whole program with the COVID situation, we've totally restructured the services that we offer, and we've become a training program rather than a solo. Mm-hmm. I'm a house sitter, I'm a walker or whatever. We do offer some of that stuff, but the best place to keep up with us live is on Instagram.
Yeah.
So that's at Pawstruck Dogs, and it's spelled just like being awestruck, mm-hmm. A-W-E. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So with a P in the front. So
with a P in the front.
Pawstruck Dogs. Look for the yellow. Mm-hmm. The yellow is everywhere. And the website is pawstruck.dog.
Brilliant. Nice. Okay. Yeah. Perfect. So we're all following along. And then you have dogs of your own, yeah?
Yes, I was going to say that.
Yeah, so I have one dog. She's scratching at the door right now. Okay. I'll let her.
Yeah, yeah. Right, well, let's bring her on. Here we go. A mystery reveal. Okay. Here comes Rocky.
Look here.
All right.
Hi, Rocky.
Oh, no. Look at this buddy.
Yeah.
Just right. Now, what's Rocky's origin story? How'd she come to find you?
Okay, so Rocky was found under a dumpster a complex near Fox Hills.
Mm-hmm.
And my best friend was living there, and she had just adopted a big dog, about Tug size at the time.
Okay.
And they for days were trying to get Rocky out from under the dumpster. The staff was, and so they weren't able to get her out, like the cleaning staff. And so eventually they ran into Shayna, who's my best friend, and she had Buddy, her dog, with her. And they said, can you help us? And so Buddy stuck his little head under there, and she crawled right out to him.
Oh, wow.
And they snuggle, he holds her in his little paws and his neck. And they're literally, if two soulmates ever exist, it's Buddy and Rocky.
Oh, come
on. And followed by Shayna and Morgan. And then Shayna and I met 3 years later in L.A., and Rocky's personality is very similar to mine, and Buddy's is very similar to Shayna. And when we lived together briefly, we just kind of absorbed into each other's bodies. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I always say Buddy and Rocky became our the best friendship necklaces that you could ever have.
Right.
So Rocky became our shared daughter, and Buddy lives with Shayna, and they now live in Chicago. So that's the story of Buddy and Rocky.
I couldn't love this more. That's real cute.
Oh, and why the name Rocky?
Oh, okay. So while she was under the dumpster for the 3 days that they knew she was under there, there were two separate earthquakes.
Oh, my gosh.
And so Shayna named her Rocky because she's a fighter.
Oh,
yeah, she is.
That's really cute.
So we get a lot of, he's so cute. And I'm like, I know it's a he name, but it's a she.
She's Rocky.
It's actually, she's incredible.
Yeah,
I love it so much. Okay, so as you mentioned, Rocky was describe the costume so that I make sure it gets a proper salute. Yeah,
Rocky was a multicolored pinata, not filled with anything other than poop, probably. we had to do some adjusting because she's got a really long body and shorter legs. She's got some Jack Russell in her, and so she's got some hops, but she's also got this weird Chihuahua situation going on. So we had to do some fringe tying, but she was a little fringy pinata with two little cones with spoofs out of her head. And
it was so, and the thing that was so adorable about it is that the costume was pretty all consuming. It was, there was
pants,
a pinata walking towards you.
Yeah, pants. Yeah. Front legs, arms. I don't know.
Pants.
As cute as could be. So I feel like listeners are like, well, tell us about the costume contest.
Yes.
Do we feel the three of us together could sort of let them know about the highlights?
I must know about your experience.
Oh, sure.
I want to know, either on this podcast or off, I must know start to finish, emotional highs, emotional lows. I want the whole roller coaster.
Yeah.
I mean, well, okay. Like I said earlier, so much more overwhelming than I thought it was going to be just picking. It was just what? No, wait. They're also cute. Because they're 42 total dogs?
Yeah.
Or something like that?
Yeah.
Which is
in the contest, there were other attendees, other naked attendees.
Yes. Because, I feel like also when we said yes, we're they're probably, 12 dogs, we can do that, but it's oh my god, this is so many more dogs than I expected, which is great, a good problem to have. And then everyone, they've just kept getting cuter And yeah. Thankfully, you broke it down into categories. That was actually so helpful. So we were able to give awards to, I think, what ended up being, what, like 10 different dogs?
You really set us up for success.
Yeah, because I think if it was just the top three, I think it would have taken us an hour to decide.
And then we would have quit on the spot.
Probably.
We'd be like, well, it can't be done.
It can't be done.
And then we...
Yeah. So I'm trying to think of.
But to set the stage, we got there an hour early. So, and you were not kidding when you say that Playa Vista is the mecca of dogs.
Yeah.
Because it was a parade to begin with. The big dogs, little dogs. I think a bear showed up. It was. Remember that big dog that was sitting across the way from us?
That's Chloe. One of my clients. Yeah.
What kind of dog is Chloe?
Chloe's an Akita.
So.
She was so happy to be there and watching. Yeah.
Just,
Akita's our bear hunting dogs, actually.
Stationed across the street from the table. So just the overwhelm washed over me that I was like, I gotta pet that dog. So you're unfocused and you're distracted because you're there for a job and all you want to do is pet the dogs. So it was an hour of that of just, this is too many cute dogs.
I want to touch that.
It's too much. It's too sweet. But you're also the judge, so you're trying not to be biased, but you do want to get up real quick and be like, I'm just gonna go pet this one. It's really cute. It's fine.
I literally wrote on my little sheet, like on a couple of them, I would give them really high scores and then I would write next biased next to it because it would just be like a dog breed that I loved. I'd be like, it's a basset hound. It didn't matter what costume it was in. I just was going to give it a high score. It could have walked
that
down.
That one flipped over for belly rubs at the end.
Sure
did you see that?
Yes.
Got all the way through the little runway and was like, I'm ready for my scrunches.
Right. And you like you try and be good and be like, okay, like I can't just say like the dog did a cute thing at the end so it gets to win the costume contest. It's a costume contest, but also it did a cute thing at the end.
Yeah. Showmanship matters, and that's the thing that people don't know when they enter a dog costume contest is that your performance is important.
Yeah, you can't be a dead in that kind of situation.
You certainly cannot. You certainly cannot. But the creativity of it, of course, there was a chef, the owner dressed up as a chef, and then it created somehow a
Pepper.
Bowl, but the bowl was forward facing, and Pepper was a lobster flopping his little claws at you as they walked across.
So cute. Did you see her at
the end when she got the award and he gave her the spoon and she carried her own spoon away?
Yes. It was incredible.
Oh my gosh, we have a video of that. I will have to send it to you guys to post that.
Yeah, that was our third place winner, which I believe was at most... What was the category?
Is that dog owner?
Oh,
yes,
owner
that's what it was, yes.
Costume.
And then second place for spookiest, someone did a full Squid Game.
Hated it. Morgan and I.
It was scary. They nailed it in terms of like, thank God we had that category for them because it was genuinely the only scary costume at the whole contest.
Honestly, I'm not exaggerating, I felt a little spooked throughout the night afterwards.
I really
did. I'm not good with spooky stuff, and I was like, how spooky is it going to be? It's a dog contest.
That was
scary. I can't handle that.
Yeah.
I can't.
They went all
because
out.
Because no expense was spared for this costume. There was a backdrop. There was an owner-dog combo. I have not seen Squid Game, nor will I ever.
I've just heard people
speak of it. And based off that alone, I will not know. I will give them credit that they did call it Squeaky Game.
Squeaky Game, yeah.
Like a squeaky
game. That was another contestant, I think.
Oh!
There were two Squid Games. There was a blue one as well that did Squeaky Games. It was much less spooky.
Well, that one should have won.
But they sat near each other.
That's confusing.
So it helped.
Yeah. Okay. Well, either way, Squeaky Games is a good joke.
Yeah.
And then our first place was the owner went as Darla and the dog was dressed as Nemo from Finding Nemo. And if you don't remember, Darla is the little girl who goes fishy, and she had the full headgear braces on.
So at this point, Nemo is in an aquarium.
Yes.
And things are not looking good for Nemo. And then Darla comes up and makes matters worse, frankly.
Yes.
So it's a perfect Halloween costume.
It's really, really good. It was
also could have won as spookiest.
Oh, yeah. And it was really hard to pick between that and someone else went. I think they were actually together, but someone went as the house from Up, and the dog was all of the balloons. Yeah. And that was really cute also.
Yeah. We did have a little bit of an order error in that we awarded a smallest dog was It.
Yes.
The scary clown. Yes. It. And it had a little balloon on it.
Yes.
And then the immediate costume after that was, what was it for, Alexis? The category. Well, I know that, but what was the category?
I think most creative, maybe?
Sounds right. And so then up went along, and to the viewer, to the observer, it looked like, oh, these judges like balloons.
It really did.
So I didn't love how simpleton.
Honestly, though,
we want more balloons next year.
Yeah, tie a balloon to your dog, and we're gonna love it. I don't know why. It worked though.
That's true. Yeah.
Now, Morgan, from your my favorite. I loved. There was a dog named Cookie, and it was a pit bull. And pit bull was dressed. It was Cookie Monster. And the costume itself was your typical Cookie Monster costume. Yeah. We know it. We've seen it. It's online. The showmanship of Cookie. Yeah.
It was the showmanship.
Embodied Cookie Monster's persona. The franticness, the manicness, the I must have a cookie. You could see it. You could sense it. Mm-hmm. So Cookie costume. Went for
absolutely.
Best big dog.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. But so on that note, we got to give a shout out to Little Uno too in his Cookie Monster costume.
Uh-huh. That's true.
He was not part of the contest because he is like the mascot rivaling my dog for Pasta. But he also was a Cookie Monster and very silly as well.
Is very cute. And I think the most common costume I think were dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of dinos. Yeah. So. Yeah.
And it's great. It's hilarious. Yes. It's very funny.
Yeah, I loved it.
Dogs play great dinosaurs. Yeah,
they do.
Yeah, but you can't narrow it down. No. Now, Morgan, from your perspective, and this is, you can say pass. I do not want to answer this. No. Next question, please. Did we miss any? Did we goof somewhere?
Oh my gosh,
did you see anything
that
we missed?
Okay, so I was looking afterwards, and there were so many that I was like, oh, what a bummer that they, I was a little bit partial to Mouse the Rocket Ship.
I loved it.
Was just a costume purchase.
Yes,
but he's one of my clients, and just knowing how silly he is, the fact that I also text my clients about late September in the middle of the night, and I say, please, please, please buy this costume for them, makes me a little bit more biased. But I just Mouse is a rocket ship.
It was so
cute. I couldn't process.
That's one of the ones I also wrote biased on. I was like, this really, the costume is nothing, but I love this dog.
It was a top contender.
And him as a rocket ship.
It was so good. Yeah.
No, I will. I do. I have, for listeners who maybe have gotten this costume and we're all familiar with it, we've all seen it. It's hilarious. The thing that they don't tell you is that there's no reinforcement on the tippy top of the rocket ship. So I think if you were to do it, you got to figure out a way to use PVC pipe or something to make sure the tip top stands up. It's doable. You can absolutely find a way, but otherwise that tip top's going to flop. And then you got a floppy rocket.
Yeah,
nobody wants that.
We had a lot of costume malfunctions about right as they were passing the judging table.
Yeah, it was awesome.
As it should be. As well as it should
be. The other person that came up, I think she came up to all three of you, but it was someone who had driven like 2 hours and spent $200 on a wig and they missed the whole thing because of traffic. That person, I'm like, oh man, we actually did end up being able to give them a little prize afterwards
because
I was like, that is heart wrenching. But that one I would
Their dog went as Selena. It was great.
Mm-hmm. And the costume was spot like the maroon. You guys can picture it. Close your eyes. You can picture it. That maroon sequence number, but on a dog.
Yes. Oh,
brilliant.
Yes. So cute.
We loved it. We
and
loved
posed
it.
great for pictures afterwards. Beautiful. Delightful.
I wish that I could be like, I can't believe that you made me, you got a present. But of course you did, because you're Morgan. And of course you did. Of course you found a way to make her feel special. Yep. That sounds right.
That would make you feel like VIPs.
Yep. Successfully. Okay, well, clearly we could talk to you all day. Yeah. Obviously.
Oh.
Our poor listeners though are just like, I only allotted a dog walk to listen to this, and we... It's time to go in. So if you could wrap this up, Renee. But before we do, we got to play Name That Dog.
Of course.
Alexis, I want to work with you here. I feel like for this, we should pick the dog that is most like Morgan. Mm. She's clearly brilliant.
Okay.
Do we think Border Collie?
So
is that the smartest dog?
Yeah,
What's the smartest
really smart.
Dog?
Border. I feel like Border Collie, but with something like... I just want to match like Morgan's very beautiful hair. So like possibly like a Chow Chow. You know?
Wow. Okay, this is also a dog that would probably be the size of me, if not larger,
it
feels like.
Right, yeah, about the same. So wait, did you say Chow Chow? Okay, so a Border Collie Chow Chow.
Yeah, so Border Collie
makes,
was just fluffy hair.
Girl. Yeah, and the name Morgan has been taken.
Right.
It's been spoken for.
Yes.
So what would you name this dog?
My immediate thought was like, if we're going to do a smart dog, Oh, this is layered, you guys. Okay, we're going to do a smart dog that is also somewhat of a chow chow. Mm-hmm. We've got to call it a cha-cha.
Ah!
Yes. Because,
yes.
Do you guys remember Ask Cha-Cha?
Of course, mm-hmm. of course. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's layered.
It's really good.
There's advice. There's references.
Yes.
There's everything we
this
need.
This dog's hair is full of secrets.
It's also a very funny name to have to get mad if you ever need to say it seriously, like cha-cha.
Cha-cha.
Yes.
It's really
exactly.
good.
And if you could teach the dog to cha-cha every time it was in trouble.
Layers, yes, you guys.
It's perfect.
I love it.
It's perfect.
Okay. Well, fantastic. All right, Morgan, we're all paying attention now. Everybody's ready. They've got their phone in hand. They want to follow you on Instagram. Where one more time. Where are they going?
Okay, we're going to Pawstruck Dogs. On okay. Instagram, and that is spelled just like the real word awestruck, but throw a P in the front.
Got
perfect.
It.
We love
awestruck
it.
Dogs.
We love it. Thank you so much for including us.
Wonderful.
Thank you for making time for the show. Thank you for being you. You're the best.
I'm so honored to be here. I just love you guys so much. You have brightened so many of my days. Like, there are days where I'm like, I don't know. The sky is clear, but I feel cloudy. I need to throw on a little Renee and Alexis, and I will feel better. It will put me back into therapy.
The kindest, the
thank
nicest.
You.
You're the best. The best. Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Alexis, we did it.
Wow.
I don't want to say it was a home run, but if somebody else wanted to, that'd be fine.
I don't want to say it was our, you know, the best episode, but
certainly
someone
not.
Might.
No. Yeah.
Someone might.
Yeah, but as far as like, did we understand the assignment that Sunday's Halloween?
Yep.
Yes, we did.
Yep.
Yes, we sure did. And we also understood the assignment that not everybody wants Halloween to end, and so we will oblige and continue next week with the ghost story.
Yeah.
A firsthand account.
Hey, you know what?
Grant.
You're welcome, everybody.
Yeah.
We did it.
You're so welcome. Yeah, we sure did. We sure did. Listeners, you're the very, very best. We love you so much. Please, 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 please tag your dogs in their costumes on Sunday. That's all we ask.
Please,
pretty please.
Please send us your dogs in costumes. That's very important to us. Please, please, please.
Yeah. At CIPYD podcast, mostly on Instagram.
Yes.
Twitter's fun too, but mostly on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah.
Until then, Alexis, can I pet your dog?
Can I pet your dog?
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.